if you're a weather buff, it, certainly spring is one of your favorite times of the year because of contrasting air masses and wild weather, and yesterday was no exception. We did see a blizzard evolve across the central plains that now is underway across portions of southern Minnesota, northern Iowa, central Wisconsin, and will be in parts of Michigan as we get into the evening today. This storm system is also going to set off some strong thunderstorms across a part of the middle and lower Mississippi River Basin area, and eventually those storms will work their way into the parts of the Ohio River Valley. All of this will happen very quickly. The line of thunderstorms will be very swift moving across the region, so there probably won't be any prolonged opportunity for severe weather if that's something that you find entertaining. In the meantime, travel across the Midwest will be hindered by the blizzard in the north, and we'll expect to see some of the rain across the lower Midwest and down into the Delta and Tennessee River Basin areas, possibly setting back some travel on their own. Once the storm system escapes the region, which will probably occur by dawn tomorrow, we should see a little bit more stable weather for a while. A cool front will cut through the Midwest as we get into the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. This particular frontal boundary is going to be somewhat inactive. There will be some precipitation in the northern portions of the Midwest, in particular the upper Midwest and parts of the northern plains. A little rain and snow will occur in those areas. When the precipitation comes through the Ohio River Basin area, it's not going to have a lot of support, and so there will only be brief periods of very light rainfall. There will be a new low pressure area down on the Gulf of Mexico coast during the late weekend, and that's likely to rob the atmosphere of energy for the Midwest, and that's one of the reasons why we should get through a big part of the weekend without a lot of meaningful precipitation. The southeastern states, however, will get a good amount of moisture. I say good, that's really not the proper terminology. Probably a little bit too much moisture will occur, and they may end up with some areas being too wet for a additional planting for a while. Our weather will likely turn back towards a somewhat tranquil bias as we move into the first half of next week. Our next weather event will probably be a strong wind first, and that will likely occur on Tuesday going into Wednesday, and it'll be in response to a deepening low pressure center that is expected to be in the central and northern plains. That low pressure system and associated frontal boundary will head eastward as we get into Wednesday of next week and on into Thursday. And there will be, again, another round of showers and thunderstorms, perhaps at least a little risk of some severe weather as that system comes across the region. We don't look for a lot of widespread soaking rain, though, for the Midwest. Now, there will be some localized heavy rainfall, but nothing that's going to be general. And we'll look for that storm system to get out of the way towards the latter part of next week. Then the focus of attention becomes on temperatures, because it looks like it'll get a lot colder across a big part of the central and eastern U.S. as we get into the last day or two of March and on into the first week of April. Until that happens, our temperatures across the region will continue to bounce around a bit. Today we'll contrast from 30s and 40s in the snowy areas of the northwest to readings that'll be in the 60s in portions of Indiana and Ohio and down into Kentucky. In fact, some areas in Kentucky and southern Ohio may actually get into the lower 70s. And it looks like after that frontal system goes through, everybody's going to see highs in the 40s and 50s on Friday, with some 30s in the Great Lakes region. We'll turn around and try to warm things up real briefly on Saturday, and then turn back again and make the temperatures cooler on Sunday. We'll look for the high Sunday running mostly in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.